Hello everyone, and welcome to Cardboard News! And these are the things that you need to know about the tabletop gaming industry. First off, for the local news, Drew, what's with Game Detective?
Yeah, okay. So, for the local news, Game Detective offers after-hour sessions. Mm-hmm. It was announced noong September 16 via their FB page. They are now offering a private game room from 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. The rates are $8.50 for groups of 1 to 6 and additional $100 for each person moving forward. Mm-hmm. What you can have with that rates is a private room where you can play games with your game group mm-hmm. away from the main game room in yeah. Game Detective. So
basically, this is a new place for everyone to go to if yes. they're looking for a venue, gaming venue.
Right. Yeah. I guess it'd be good if you have your own consistent game group and True. You want a private place where you can maybe play long-ish version games.
Yeah, yeah.
Role-playing games, D&D. Mm-hmm. Also for those people, since it's after hours, it goes right. up until 2 a.m. Mm,
5 to 2 a.m. Is yeah. it every day?
Think so.
Yes.
Every
yes.
day. Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right.
So, yeah, I wrote in my notes that it's good for graveyard shifters and yeah. vampires.
In case if you're a vampire and listening to this.
Yes, yeah. and you want to play werewolf. You definitely need a private room to do that.
Yeah, you should. All right, anyway, check them out, guys. Game Detective. They're located in Cubao.
Cubao QC. Oh, yeah, by the way, that's it. I would definitely have gotten this if they were located near Pioneer.
Closer Shaw. To our area, no?
Yes. So, yeah. Game Detective, if you ever decide to
yes.
get a new branch, I know that a slot is opening in Greenfields.
What daming bagong buildings dito, yes, Game Detective. So.
And we have a very thriving gaming true. Community here.
Very true.
Mandaluyong.
Yep. Alright. But yes, for the QC peeps, that's what you have. Up next, something international naman, American Tabletop Awards. So, this is something different from Spiel des Jahres. So, this is very Western.
Western.
Yes, Western focused. Ang committee nila is usually tabletop media, people, like, Becca Scott from Geek & Sundry. From Theo from, Geeky Gamer Guy, and a few of, other people as well. So, they have four categories, basically.
Oh, may winners na.
Yes, and may winners na sila. So, they have early gamers, which is for the kids.
Nice.
Casual games.
Okay.
Strategy games and complex games.
Right. See, if they only came up with these categories for Spiel des Jahres, then it right. wouldn't be so confusing for me yes. to know who the winners are.
Exactly. Alright, for the titles that actually won, I'll just, you guys can visit their website to know more about it, but yes. The titles that won for early gamers is Catch the Moon.
What?
I haven't heard of this yet.
That's good. It's for kids. Right?
Yes, it's for kids. Mm, yes.
I like the title. Yeah.
Yeah. Casual games. It's the Quacks of Quedlinburg. This is a push your luck bag building game.
I've seen that in the game group. Someone is looking yes. for that game.
Yes. For the strategy games, the winner is Chronicles of Crime.
So ooh, it's the not cooperative related to game. The, not related to the movie Chronicles of Riddick.
Yeah, no, not at all. Not
please don't, make a, please don't make a board game out of that one.
So it's a cooperative game with an official app companion.
Oh.
Yeah, actually, I'm looking for this one.
We've played one of those games that has an app companion, right? XCOM?
Yes, XCOM.
And yeah. Werewords.
Werewords as well. Yeah. And a few others. Nagkaka-trend din yan, mga app.
It adds to the atmosphere, the
of the game itself. Okay.
Yeah.
And for the complex games, the winner is Root.
Oh, did it win?
Yes.
The winner of most complex?
It's part of the complex games category.
Which part of Root won the game? Because there are like four games in that game.
Oh, nga, no, four mini games, eh, no? Pero yeah, the final winner is Root combined, siguro. Pero, it fought against, the other nominated
games. Yeah,
runner-up.
Runner
Teotihuacan, Gugong, Betrayal Legacy, yes. and Brass Birmingham.
Oh,
so it won against those games.
Okay. Tell us in the comments if you think that Root deserves to be the, yes. The winner of complex games category for Tabletop Awards.
The answer is yes, by the way. But nah, just kidding. You're entitled to your opinion, but yes. No.
I challenge your opinion,
And
if you guys are looking to try out the winner, we have a root in our library.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
We're always looking for new players to try root. But yeah. Please save time for Ivan. Learn the.
Try to learn it.
Yes.
But I guess we'll talk about root maybe some other time.
Yeah.
Magkakaroon tayo episode specific for that.
Congratulations to root.
Yes, congratulations. But related to that as well, for our game releases, root has an RPG that is going to be made about it.
I'm sorry, what now?
A root RPG game. So it's just like D&D, pero nasa world ni root.
Really? Yes. Is it a board game RPG? Not a video game RPG?
Not video game RPG. Oh. It's a pen and paper RPG.
So it's gonna use the world of Root.
Yes.
As an RPG.
Yes. It's out in Kickstarter right now.
Wow.
I'm very, very close to backing it. Very, very close.
If I were to say yes, you should back that because, nothing to take away from Root. It's a fantastic, it's an okay game. But the world that they built is fantastic.
Yes, very much.
The characters are alive. The illustration. So if they made an RPG out of that, kudos to whoever thought of that. Yeah. That yes, definitely get that.
Yeah, okay. Noted. Yeah. Backing right now.
Yes. full confession, I haven't done any RPGs. I'm strictly board games. So if I were to play my first RPG, Root? I would be looking
interested. Maybe we could make an episode, no? One-shot campaign of a Root RPG. Let us know, guys, if you want that. If you'd listen to that. Maybe we should try.
Yes, guys, guess who's going to play the Vagabond?
Because I have no choice. I would have. Yeah. Pero there are four factions, right? The Marquis de Cat, the Cat People, the Eerie, the Ravens.
Which one do I play?
The Woodland Alliance.
Ah, yeah, the Woodland Alliance. Yes, yeah. The mice.
The mice, yung nagpi-people power.
Yes, the revolting people.
Yeah, and the vagabonds.
So they would build like character classes out of that.
Yes.
I like it.
There would be adventures, trials, and stats, and all of that. But yeah, if for anyone else that's interested, it's still ongoing right now, the campaign. It's set to be delivered September 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So there, we have a year, of waiting. Pero, if you want the PDF copies lang, you can pledge at least, $20. You would have the PDF copies of both the core game and an expansion, a supplement. Campaign for it already.
Mm. Can we get the PDF before the
other ones? Yes. It will be earlier. The delivery will be earlier.
Definitely, Ivan's gonna book the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pero yeah, so yun.
RPG.
Yeah, too much about this, but yes, that's happening. And yeah, related to games, we have Tapestry. That everyone is excited.
I've
and
never
hyped
heard of
about.
That game. Is that new?
Yeah, man. No, yeah. Really? Medyo bago, medyo hype nga.
Flying under the radar. I had to research. What is Tapestry?
What is Tapestry?
No one knows about this game. It's like almost a secret game. No, because the hype is super high on this one.
Very much.
Yeah, higher than Wingspan, and that's saying a lot.
So right now, the state of the world in terms of Tapestry is it's released in the US. A few champion backers, directly from Stonemaier Games have received their copies already.
Yes.
So for us here, there are a few people who have played it already.
Yeah. One of our friends.
Yes. In the world of YouTube, there's already a lot of tutorial videos and reviews.
Yes.
And one of those reviews is from the Dice Tower.
Yes. So. This is a little special for me because anyone who knows me knows that I listen, I subscribe to the gospel of Ton Basel. If he says a game is good, then it is fantastic. No, our tastes just, align.
Yeah.
So whenever, Dice review, specifically Ton Basel makes a review, I always take note of his recommendations. Mm. And this one is, okay. It's a mixed bag.
Mm-hmm.
Right off the bat, let me just say that Tom gave this a seal, Dice Tower seal of approval. So, and I quote, he says, "I like the game. I think Tapestry is a fine game,
mm-hmm.
but like I said, it's a mixed bag. He does have certain issues, especially when it comes to theme. And I share this this belief that it's really hard to build a Civ game that's light.
Yes.
That, well, Tapestry has been noted as a light Civ game. And Tom Vassell says that it's become apparent that if you sacrifice heaviness for a Civ game, you lose the theme.
Interesting.
And the way he describes it, it's almost like the gameplay, and I quote, he says, if the theme is what you're looking for, I don't think this is for you. Having said that, he goes through the mechanics of the game, and it sounds like a really interesting game. And also, he says that he has a hard time classifying it as a 4X game. A lot of people say it's a 4X game. I'd like to see those X's, please. I don't know what that is. But he does say that if you're looking for a Civ game with a stronger theme, then maybe this is not the game for you. You would probably better off, you know, playing maybe Through the Ages if you have like half a day and no work. And then so and one of the other downsides he says is the balance. We got this from one of our friends who played it here in Manila. He says that the Tapestry cards causes a lot of wild swings.
Yes.
That there was this one time that, according to one of the games in Tom Vassell, it says that some guy was behind by 600 points.
Wow, that would suck.
Yes. So it's an interesting game. The key takeaway here is that if you're coming along looking for a Civ game, then it's probably, you should probably manage your expectations. But if you're a fan of Jamie Stagmeyer, if you're a fan of engine building games with maybe a little bit of a Civilization theme at the back of it, then you should definitely get this game. It's a fun game, high replayability. You have 16 civilizations. Combine that with the Tapestry cards, that creates all of this wild interactions during game. That so high replayability for that. And on a personal note, we are backing it.
Yes, of course. We already have pre-ordered it. Yeah. So, but we have around 1 to 2 months of waiting still before it gets here.
Yes.
But still, you know, I mean, for the people who's waiting for it, you know, the reason we mentioned is if you can check Dice Tower's review or other people's review as well of the game to
Man aid versus you. Meeple has also come up with
Man versus
review.
Meeple, yes, to aid you in decision making, basically.
Right.
If the game is for you or not.
Yeah. So the game is available for pre-sale. You can get it at various retailers, namely where do we get
Gaming
ours?
Live.
Gaming Live and the other one is
BGE, Board Game Express.
Board Game Express. Thank you for those. So but let us know in the comments if you've watched any other review videos. What do you think of the game? Are you excited? Are you backing the game? Or are you waiting for those people to resell their copies once they get burned with the hype?
Yeah. All right, so that's it for the game releases. Just a few items now for today's news. BGG is going to update their mechanics or mechanisms basically on their database. Since it's not really helpful.
Yes.
people hasn't really find it very helpful to them. So they are teaming up with the authors of a book on game design. So,
which one?
That would be Building Blocks of Tabletop Game Design, an Encyclopedia of Mechanisms.
Nice.
Yes. So the BGG is teaming up with them to hopefully improve their mechanisms.
So they're coming up with a different standard to qualify certain mechanics.
Yes, like what really is worker placement. Like, fantastic. Yes, what really is engine building and all of that.
Yeah.
Yes, so look forward to that.
That's great because a lot of people, myself included, default to BGG and the rating system and their description as my go-to information source when shopping around or comparing games.
Yeah, as a resource. BGG is that database kasi. So it's good that they're improving it.
Yeah, great for them.
And last one, speaking of data, they also published basically an infographic of the most popular game designers.
Oh!
So this is based on the number of their titles that is in BGG and the number of unique BGG players that have played them.
Nice.
So The most popular are, I'll give you the top 5 for 2018.
Can I guess?
Sige, go.
Is this, top 5. Clue. First one. Do I know him?
You would know some of this. Okay. You would hate some of them.
Okay.
Yeah. You've played some of those games.
Sige. Do I know the first one?
Yes. I think, yeah, I lent you one game of his.
Okay. Anong game?
Lost Cities.
Ah! Nope, no idea.
Yeah, number one is Reiner Knizia.
Ah,
he also has Tigris and Euphrates and Battle Line.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice. Madami, see, Reiner kasi has lots of games. As in, madami siyang games.
So he's prolific.
Yeah. Mm. And it ranges from light to heavy. Good. Yeah.
Good for him. As someone who, as me and Ivan has tried and attempted and failed to design our own games,
yes.
Kudos to you, Reiner,
for having the energy. For having lots of.
Yeah, lots of games. Mm. It's not easy.
Yes. Second is Uwe Rosenberg, designer of Agricola, of course, Bonanza, Patchwork, Caverna.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, number 3 is Antoine Bauza, Seven Wonders.
Yes.
Hanabi, Takenoko, Seven Wonders Duel, Ghost Stories. And number 4 is Vlada Shvatel,
yes.
Codenames.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Mage Knight, Galaxy Trucker, Through the Ages.
Mm-hmm.
Na, ang dalas na namin na-mention dito sa podcast na to.
It's so weird na the same guy who designed Through the Ages also created Codenames.
Yeah.
Because sometimes designers don't like to deviate
very
from their wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Looking at
it, it's good for this guy.
Yeah.
Stefan Feld is number 5. Castles of Burgundy. Alan Moon, Ticket to Ride. Matt Leacock, Pandemic Series, Forbidden Island, Forbidden Desert. Bruno Cathala, Five Tribes, King Domino. Martin Wallace for Brass.
Nice.
And then Friedman Freeze, Power Grid, and the others. So yeah, those are the most top 10 most popular board game designers.
Who's
as
the top
per
one?
BGG. Reiner Knizia.
Reiner Knizia.
Yeah.
Okay, congratulations.
That's for the period of 2004 to 2018.
Yeah. Let us know in the comments who do you think is your top designer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite?
Yeah. Mm. Does his name rhyme with Merrick Lang?
Merrick Lang. But yeah. Yes, let us know what you think about today's news and the headlines, and we'll see you next week. Alright, goodbye. Cheers.
Cheers. Cardboard.